So before I start talking about it for about 3 minutes straight, I want you to look at the plant here at the bottom, and think about if you like it, or in other words, if you're going to buy it, if you see it in your local nursery or home improvement center. A little bit of history about this plant is a interspecific hybrid that for one of several crosses that I did last April 2017. Luckily for me, it's the only one looking good out of 300 crosses that I performed. Luckily also for me, it propagates well, so we planted it in our field like around 2 weeks ago. I'm a PhD student in the University of Georgia and a plant breeder in training. The main focus of my research is Abelia, that is the plant over there. Abelia is a great landscape plant. It has wonderful characteristics for the landscape, pest resistant, drought resistant, and my main focus is understanding the genetics of the genus, mainly the self-incompatibility systems, the ploidy of the genus, that means the number of chromosomes that each plant has, and also the inheritance of some key traits like the yellow leaves. But also, as a breeder, I like to develop new improved cultivars for the landscape, like the ones that you see here. Now, having these cultivars takes a lot of time. Many of you may not know, but the one that we planted 2 weeks ago will be in our field for at least 2 years when we evaluate it. And if it survives our not so cold winter in Georgia, we're going to replicate it in our other location in North Georgia, where it's more normal cold, for another 2 years. So now we have 4 years. After that period of time, we're going to keep testing it. And if a company likes it, they're going to test it again for another 2 years. If they really like it, they're going to take it, buy it from us, and propagate it for another 1 or 2 years to keep up the numbers of that plant to be in your local nursery. So next time that you're looking for plants and judging them in 3 seconds, think about these 10 years of work and the grad students that did 300 crosses in April. Thank you so much.